Welcome to Jazz After Dinner with Joe Perillo on WCRI, where Joe will take you behind the scenes of all the great jazz legends and show you their evolution from mere musician to jazz legend.
Jazz After Dinner is brought to you by Village Farm, a brand new neighborhood by the seashore where you can walk to anything. This is Charlestown, Rhode Island's first 50 and older mixed-use, single-family residential and condominium development. Charlestown's best-kept secret houses the best in amenities and value. It's a place where privacy abounds, nature surrounds, and tranquility prevails. Reservations are being accepted now. Visit villagefarmri.com.
And now your host for Jazz After Dinner, Joe Perillo.
Good evening and welcome to Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and I'll be with you for the next hour playing jazz here on WCRI Radio. Thanks for listening in, and I want to thank the folks from Village Farm Condominiums down there in Charlestown, Rhode Island for sponsoring Jazz After Dinner. Thank you, folks. And if you're interested in a condo down there in Charlestown, Rhode Island, you can check them out online first at villagefarmri.com and then go down and take a look. They're very nice. I've been down there and took a look myself. I was curious, so I went. Okay, so again, thanks for listening in. I think you're going to enjoy the show this evening. This is a recording called Further Explorations with Chick Corea on piano, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. And this was recorded live at the Blue Note Jazz Club in New York on May 4th through 17th, 2010. It's on Concord Jazz. So we're going to get right to the music. A lot of the tunes here are tunes and interpretations of Bill Evans tunes and a couple of other things as well. So we'll get right to the music here, and we're going to start off with a tune called Gloria's Step.
Thank you.
Okay, let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off with the Scott LoFaro tune called Gloria Step that the Bill Evans Trio played quite often. And then we heard the tune They Say That Falling in Love is Wonderful, and that was by Irving Berlin, and definitely a tune that was played by Bill Evans and Bill Evans' early trios. So you're listening to pianist Chick Corea, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Paul Motion on drums from their 2010 live recordings from Blue Note on Concord Records. And this is called Further Explorations, because they've done some explorations before. At least I know Chick has. So we're going to get right back to the music, and we're going to hear a tune called, start off with Alice in Wonderland. Thank you. Okay, let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off with the tune called Alice in Wonderland by Sammy Fain and Bob Hilliard, and it was used in the animated featured film Alice in Wonderland, and then Bill Evans recorded it. That was in 1951, and then the Bill Evans Trio recorded it on 1961 on the album called Waltz for Debbie. So you heard that, and then we heard the tune Diane, and that was a tune written by Erno Rappi and Lou Pollock for a 1927 silent film classic, Seventh Heaven, and it was recorded by Miles Davis, and it was recorded by Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Smith, and the Paul Blay Paul Motion duo. So that was an interesting tune called Diane. So we're going to get right back to the music here, and we're going to play a tune by Chick Corea, and it's a dedication to Bill Evans, and the tune is called Bill Evans. Thank you. Okay, so that was a short set. We only did the tune by Chick Corea called Bill Evans, and it was a dedication to pianist Bill Evans. And so that just about does it for me. I want to thank Village Farm Condominiums out there in Charlestown, for Rhode Island, for sponsoring Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and thank you very much for listening in. I hope you enjoyed the show. And we're going to go out with a tune called Song Number One. And this is a tune that Bill Evans wrote during the mid-1960s. Bill Evans was composing quite a variety of music for television, radio, commercials, pop songs. But his tunes, because of the harmonic language, was not really working for the commercial world. So, but this was a tune, Song Number One, that was composed during that time when he was doing a lot of that kind of recording. And so the title of it is just Song Number One. So thanks again for listening in, and hope you enjoyed this last tune and enjoyed the whole show. I'm your host, Joe Perillo. Have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. Peace. Good night. Thank you.
You've been listening to Jazz After Dinner with your host, Joe Perillo. Heard here every Friday evening on the classical station, 95.9 FM WCRI.